Mesa City Council meeting of Monday, June 2nd, 2008 to order. We will start with an invocation by Reverend Blaine Mays of the Community Church of New Thought. That'll be followed by a Pledge of Allegiance led this evening by Ryan Smith, the son of incoming Mayor Scott Smith. Would you please stand for the invocation? Remain standing for the prayer.
Heavenly Father, we acknowledge your spirit, your presence here this evening, moving through the minds and the hearts, the feelings, the statements, the observations of everyone concerned and involved. We honor thy blessings, thy support, thy inspiration, further moving through each one present, each one involved, at the level of the council, whatever level of government, and through all the citizens that are indeed involved and concerned with the success of the government of the city of Mesa. So we do give thanks, Heavenly Father, that thy spirit indeed is invoked, is honored, and that which is for the highest good of the citizens of Mesa indeed shall come forth. And so it is. Amen.
Ryan, you want to come forward and lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The next item is the approval of the minutes of previous meetings as written. Entertain a motion. Motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. When do we do the voting here?
Well, okay, well.
Motion second. Please vote. Please vote again. Now they're cleared. Okay, passes unanimously. The next item number two, is remarks by outgoing members of this council, and I'd like to go ahead and take them by kind of the order of from the newest to the hate to say most senior, but oldest, if I can do that. So, Mr. Truitt, you want to start out? Darrell Truitt.
Thank you, Mayor. I think the only remarks I wanted to make are similar to the ones we made last Thursday evening, and just tell everybody what a privilege and honor it has been to serve as a member of the City Council. I want to thank the Council for their support and their trust in appointing me to the Council. I want to thank the staff for all of their support. We have a great staff at the City of Mesa, and I've been extremely impressed with them time and time again as we've interacted and as they've brought things forward and they've issued reports and things. So my remarks are that I wish the new council and the mayor good luck. I know that you'll do a great job. We have a great incoming group. I don't know that I have great advice other than to respect the opinions of others and realize that you may not know it all, and I think you'll find that out as you go through this process. And again, thank everybody for the privilege of serving the citizens of Mesa, and that's it. Thank you.
Okay. Council member. Council member Tom Rollins.
Thank you, Mayor. Darrell, I'm a little confused about this not knowing it all business. I thought I did. I think like everyone else, I want to start with some thank yous. I want to thank Alma Jones, first of all, for being quoted in the newspaper as saying, if I were a politician, I'd be to their neighborhood events. Well, I wasn't, and I wasn't, and I'm actually proud of that fact. Secondly, I want to thank the council assistants that I had. I had three of them. I don't know whether I drove the first two away, but Saul Larson, Rod Ross, and Charlotte McDermott were excellent and gave me very good advice and great service. So I appreciate their work. To all the staff, certainly thank you because of the quality of your work. It was not always easier, in fact, sometimes more difficult to make decisions, but you want all the information when you make decisions, and the staff made that possible. So thank you for that. My council colleagues, of course, for putting up with me and listening with respect and disagreeing with courtesy. I do appreciate that. I will single out one council member who, when I took office, I thought she was stupid and wrong. It's all right. She thought I was evil and wrong. I now know that she is just wrong. But I do thank her for the opportunity of becoming my friend. To the new council, I wish you all the best. It's exciting times, it's difficult times, and I will leave you with only one small piece of advice, and it's not just for you, but it's for the entire city. And that is simply to remind, I don't know if anybody remembers what my slogan was when I ran 4 years ago, but it was defending our freedoms here at home. The greatest threat to American liberty is not fundamental Islamic terrorist, it's not Al-Qaeda, it's not the Taliban, it's the perpetual and persistent erosion of our liberties here at home by our own governments. And I just ask you to be cautious and circumspect and be aware of what you're doing when you start infringing upon people's liberties, their rights, and their freedoms. Thank you for the opportunity of serving.
Councilmember Mike Whalen.
Thank you, Mayor. First of all, I'd like to thank my wife, Kelly, and my five children for lending me the support that they have this last 8 years that I've served this community as a council member. I, too, would like to thank the staff. You've been incredible. Every one of you have been very supportive, especially my friends in public safety at the police and fire department. You've made me very proud and very humble to represent you on this council. To my fellow council members, it has been a wonderful ride. We have got to know each other extremely well. We've traveled together. We've laughed. We've cried. A couple of us went through September 11th together, not knowing what was going to happen to our city or to our community. But we've endured, and we've made it all the way. We haven't always agreed with one another. It's been a refreshing learning experience for someone who is about to end my career with the city of Mesa, some 37 years. I started when I was 10. Even that makes me old. But it has been an incredible place. I love the city of Mesa. I love the people of Mesa. And I thank the voters of District 2 for electing me and allowing me to serve 8 years in this community. And I thank you all for being here this evening. To my friends on the new council, good luck and go get them.
Vice Mayor Claudia Walters.
Thank you, Mayor. First, I need to thank my husband, Steve, who introduces himself as Mr. Claudia Walters. I didn't used to think that that was funny, but since he thinks it's funny, it is funny now. And our five children, our in-law kids, our six grandchildren, everyone has been incredibly supportive in my family. It's been a pleasure to work with two outstanding city managers, other staff members, and if I started naming them, I would have to sit here with a roster of city staff because, frankly, we are very fortunate to have amazing people who work for the city of Mesa. I hope that we will continue to attract that high-quality group of individuals like we have here today. I want to thank my assistants. Kathy is here right now, but there have been others who were before Kathy, and if I started naming everybody there, apparently I go through assistants more even than some other people do. And my fellow council members, these men have become like brothers to me, and not just the ones who are sitting here. There have been others who have been before them, and Mike commented on September 11th, 2001, that will stick in my mind forever, and it was an honor to stand up for the city of Mesa at that time. It has been an honor to serve District 1, a great district. And Dave Richens, I have the torch. See, in London, they call this a torch. So I have a torch to pass on to you, passing on the torch for District 1. I want to tell you just a quick story. And I need to explain to you that I don't swear, but I'm going to use one swear word in this. And it's important to know that I don't swear, because it's important to the story. Back when I was having my children, we believed that if you just took a few classes and learned how to breathe appropriately, you could have pain-free childbirth. They now have something called an epidural, apparently. It sounds good to me, but we didn't have that. And we were having our first child, and we had gone through all of those classes. And my husband said to me, it was very close to when our first child was about to be born, and my husband looked at me and he said, "You're breathing all wrong." And I looked at him and I said, "If you're so damn smart, you get down here and start breathing." Now, the reason I tell you that story is because the home version of this game looks much easier than it does when you're sitting up here. And you're about to have five new wonderful people, and you've got two who are already here. These are good people. But folks, it looks so easy when you're sitting at home. It looks so easy when you're sitting in the audience. Please give them a break. Understand that they have a learning curve, but more than that, even after they learn, there are going to be things that they know about that you don't know about. And they're not serving for the money. You would never do this job for the money. So thank you. It has been a privilege to be here. I will miss all of you, but a special salute to Mayor Hawker. We have not voted the same way. A lot of times, we haven't voted the same way. But working with him has been an absolute pleasure. He allows everyone to speak, whether he agrees with them or not. He has been even-handed, and it has been a joy working with him. Thank you, and thank you to all of you.
The next speaker is myself, and I've actually thought about this for many, many days to see if there was some type of thought or comment that I could pass on to the incoming mayor and council. So I wrote down a little one-page kind of remarks, and I'd like to go ahead and go through that with you this evening to see if I can convey some thought that may last beyond just the festivities of the swearing-in ceremony. And it goes as such. The title of Mayor of Mesa has many roles and responsibilities assigned to the office, from having the power to declare a state of emergency to attending ribbon-cutting ceremonies. It is the title and responsibilities of mayor that receive the respect of the community. The individual with the temporary title of Mayor of Mesa has to earn the respect of the community through his leadership, integrity, and accomplishments. It has been my honor to serve in the city of Mesa for 10 years as a city council member and 8 years as the mayor of Mesa. I would like to thank all of the citizens of Mesa for their support during my 18 years of public service. I sincerely hope that Keno Hawker will be remembered along with the four mayors I served with and 29 different council members that I have had the pleasure of serving with as individuals that exhibited leadership and integrity and left the office with Mesa in better shape than when they were sworn into office. As we welcome the new mayor and council tonight, I challenge them to earn the respect of the temporary titles that are being bestowed upon them here tonight. The day will come when you will be judged by your leadership, integrity, and accomplishments as elected public officials. I encourage you to carry on the tradition of leaving Mesa in better position when you leave office than when you were sworn in. I, tonight, along, I'm sure, with the citizens of Mesa, pledge the new council and Mayor Scott Smith my support in your endeavor to make Mesa a better community because of your service as council members and mayors. Good luck, everyone. Item number three is the swearing in and seating of mayor and council members. The first is District 1, Council Member Dave Richens, sworn in by Mark Jansen. We'll have the swearing in, and then we'll do an exchange of seats, and we'll go down the list under item number three. So, Dave?
Mm-hmm. Repeat after me. please repeat after me. I, Dave Richens.
I, Dave Richens.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Arizona.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Arizona.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And defend them against all enemies.
And defend them against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
And that I will faithfully and impartially.
That I will faithfully and impartially.
Discharge the duties of the office.
Discharge the duties of the office.
Of Council Member District 1.
Of Council Member District 1.
Of the City of Mesa, Arizona.
Of the City of Mesa, Arizona.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Next is District 2 Councilmember Alex Finter, sworn in by Commissioner Peter Thompson.
I, Alex Finter.
I, Alex Finter.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States of America.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States of America.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Arizona.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Arizona.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And defend them against all enemies.
And defend them against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
That I will faithfully and impartially discharge the duties.
That I will faithfully and impartially discharge the duties.
Of the office of Council Member, District 2.
Of the office of Council Member of District 2.
City of Mesa, Arizona.
City of Mesa, Arizona.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my abilities.
So help me God.
So help me God.
District 3 Councilmember Dennis Kavanaugh will be sworn in by Michael Mendenhall. Dennis?
Repeat after me. I, Dennis Kavanaugh.
I, Dennis Kavanaugh.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Arizona.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Arizona.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And defend them against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
And defend them against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
And that I will faithfully and impartially discharge.
And that I will faithfully and impartially discharge.
The duties of the office of Councilmember District 3.
The duties of the Office of Council Member District 3.
Of the City of Mesa, Arizona.
Of the City of Mesa, Arizona.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
District 5, Councilmember Dina Higgins, sworn in by Jack Higgins and family.
your right hand. I, Dina Higgins.
I, Dina Higgins.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Arizona.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Arizona.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And defend them against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
And defend them against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
And that I will faithfully and impartially discharge the duties.
And that I will faithfully and impartially discharge the duties.
Of the office of Councilmember District 5.
Of the office of Councilmember District 5.
Of the city of Mesa, Arizona.
Of the city of Mesa, Arizona.
According to the best of my ability, so help me God.
According to the best of my ability, so help me God.
Mayor Scott Smith, sworn in by Dr. George Smith.
I, Scott William Smith.
I, Scott William Smith.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Arizona.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Arizona.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear truth, faith, and allegiance to the same.
And defend them against all enemies.
And defend them against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
And that I will faithfully and impartially discharge the duties of the office of Mayor of Mesa.
Faithfully discharge the duties of the office of Mayor of Mesa.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God. Claudia's right. It's a lot easier down there than it is up here. The next item in the agenda is remarks and introductions. Oh, wait. Remarks and introductions by the mayor and council members. This will start in the same order that we went. Council Member Richens.
Thank you. I hope to be known for being brief, so I'm going to try to set a good example now. I don't know if it was coincidence or fate that had our invocation from somebody from the Community Church of New Thought. I thought there was some symbolism in that. As the citizens of elected people on a message of change, I feel a great deal of humility to be part of that opportunity to show Mesa that we can be great again, and we have been great. Even though that there's an opportunity for new thought, I want to express my deep thank you and express sincere appreciation for Claudia. I'm glad that she only passed the torch because I still can't feel her shoes. She's been a great mentor and a great friend to me, and I appreciate all that she's taught me and will continue to teach me through my opportunity to serve the citizens of Mesa. Mesa is a great city and will continue to be great only through active engagement by its citizens. And I hope that those who have packed this room tonight will continue to pack it week after week as we go through these agendas and try to make Mesa a wonderful place to live. And I'm thrilled to be raising my family here. I have a lot of my in-laws and my children and my beautiful wife here, and I thank them sincerely for their patience in my desire to serve the citizens of Mesa. They're citizens of Mesa too, and so I feel like I'm serving them in every instance. So thank you.
Councilmember Fenter.
Thank you, Mayor. I just wanted to take a minute to express my love and appreciation to my family for all the support that they've been to me over these long years of service and being able to run an election. I appreciate the support of the people of District 2. It is not an easy thing to go through an election process and put all your ideas out on the table, and I appreciate the support that I was given. I also wanted to express my appreciation to the outgoing mayor and council for their long years of service. Even though there might have been disagreement in the past, they're wonderful people, and Mesa is a better place for all their efforts. So thank you, Mayor. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Councilmember Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to recognize and thank my family who have come here from Missouri to help me celebrate this accomplishment, my nephew Michael and his wife Jen. I'd also like to extend a special thank you to volunteers who have helped me throughout the years and all the campaigns, Marty and Mary Jo Whalen and Jim and Alma Jones. They're very special people. But most of all, I think tonight I'd like to express my congratulations and best wishes to Mayor Hocker and to the retiring members of the City Council for all the positive achievements and accomplishments that they've done, and particularly their willingness and patience to serve in challenging times. They provided a wonderful example of public service for our community. And I'd also like to say a special thank you to Councilmember Rawls for his service to our district. I particularly admire and appreciate his ethics, his integrity, his honesty, his passion, and of course, his sense of humor. I do look forward to reconnecting and serving all the residents of District 3 over the next 4 years, as well as serving with this great new council. Although I haven't quite adjusted yet to being the oldest person on this new council, I'm sure I will find some wisdom at times to try to impart, but I will do my very best to carry on the legacy of those who have served before me. Thank you very much.
Councilmember Higgins.
I am honored and humbled to have such a great outpouring of votes for me in District 5 from the residents of District 5. I will do my best in the next 2.5 years to keep that high standard that the City of Mesa has come to expect from its elected officials. We have, again, some great people we're following that are men and women of integrity, men and women that are honest and forthright, and I just hope to do all that for District 5 and be shorter than Dave. Thank you.
And now to the old timers. Councilmember Summers? Would like to hear from you.
I don't know if you've noticed, but I've been here for 2 years.
You have. You're not going to get off that easy.
Which is hard to believe that I'm one of the senior members, and the good news is that Kyle is older than I am. He's been here longer.
But none of us are as old as Councilmember Kavanaugh.
This is very true.
A point we will often remind
this
him of.
This is... I move forward with a lot of excitement, a little bit of trepidation. I'm not used to being the second most senior, and I received, thank God, some candy from our vice mayor, because I haven't eaten all day. This is keeping my sugar up, with a little note that says, have a great time being the big brother. And that note is cute, but yet makes me a little bit nervous today. So I'm looking forward to serving with most of you. No, I'm kidding. All of you. And I think it's Kyle's turn there.
I don't know, Mayor. Might have to ask city attorney. We're not posted on here to be speaking right now.
Forget everything I said.
Okay.
You don't get off that easily.
I want to say to the outgoing council members what truly a privilege it has been the past 6 years working with you and the things that have been done, many, many things that people aren't aware of, many things that do not become public. You're not aware of the time, the commitment, the dedication that's involved behind the scenes that you're not going to see up here in the dais. You're not going to see that in meetings, because so much is done behind the scenes. But I have truly grown to love and appreciate these individuals whom I've served with. In the next 2.5 years, I look to build a strong relationship with those who are sitting up front now, and it will be a great privilege and honor to serve with them also. So I look forward to the next 2.5 years with you.
Thank you. Now I guess it's my turn. Is it always this hot up here? Because I'll tell you, I don't see anybody sweating down there, and I feel it, I'll tell you. It's the lights. Okay, we can blame the lights. First of all, I would like to join the other members of this new council, and as the new mayor, and perhaps as my first official action, I'd like on behalf of the entire city of Mesa to also thank the outgoing council members for their service to our city. Mayor Hawker, Vice Mayor Walters, there you are, and council members Whalen, Rawls, and Truitt, thank you so very much for your passion, your dedication, and your the countless hours of selfless service you've given to us. On behalf of the community, we truly do appreciate this. It's going to be a big change after 8 years of especially some of you. I'm thinking that maybe to ease the shock for the staff, I might have to declare a conflict on a few asphalt issues. I don't know what they'll do without that, but I think we'll get along. I'd also now like to thank the citizens of Mesa for giving to me this great opportunity to serve. I am both honored and humbled by the trust and confidence that you've shown in me, and I really appreciate that. In addition to the oath of office I just took, I pledge that I will serve you to the very best of my ability, and I will remember that I work for you and that I represent you, and I pledge that I will do whatever I can to make this a better city. You've also elected 4 new council members, and I feel privileged to serve with them. I've gotten to know them, and I believe that they are also, along with council members Summers and Jones, dedicated and committed to the betterment of Mesa, and that they will serve also selflessly to the best of their ability. I admit that I sort of struggled as to what to say. You know, I don't give inaugural speeches all that often. And not that I didn't have a whole lot of advice either. My son, who you saw give the pledge, was the first to give advice. And he said, "Dad, you just got elected mayor, the 38th largest city. You need to say something profound." Talk about pressure. And I was thinking, you know what, I just won an election. I'm feeling pretty good about myself. I can handle that. Then my wife came up to me and she said, "I don't care what you say, whatever it is, keep it short." Okay? Then we went out for Chinese food. And I opened the fortune and put things into perspective. Here's what it said. It read, "You appeal to a small, select group of confused people." Okay. With that in mind, I begin. I must say I'm really excited to begin a partnership with the citizens of Mesa to develop a vision for the future of this city. However, in order to look forward to see what we can become, I think it's in order that we look back on where we've come from. It was a little over 130 years ago that a small group of pioneers settled on a desolate parcel of desert on the banks of the Salt River in what we now call the city of Mesa. Their life wasn't easy. It was extremely harsh, and they had a tough time.
But even with their many challenges, they succeeded in building a thriving community. They were driven to succeed by an unyielding faith in God, a commitment to hard work, a firm belief in a promise that was made to them that they could literally make the desert blossom as a rose. The city we live in today is a legacy of their perseverance, faith, and vision. The desert truly has blossomed and has been transformed into something wonderful, a place we call Mesa, Arizona. This group didn't start from scratch, though. They had a foundation that had been laid and established centuries before that by the Hohokams, an ancient civilization of Native Americans who had literally built a foundation. Many of the canals that the Hohokams dug were used by the pioneers and are used by us today. The pioneers discovered that it's easier when you start from something that's already there, something that's solid, that's built. Tonight, we begin a new chapter in the modern history of Mesa. And just like the pioneers who came before us, we're not starting from scratch either. The foundation we've been given, however, is much stronger than the one our predecessors had to work with. Our foundation's not made of bricks, mortar, and adobe, and whatever. It's made of a commitment to deep-seated values such as faith, service, families, freedom, education, sacrifice, and community. Many of you may remember that it was because of these values that Mesa was recognized as an all-American city in the 1970s. Based on our history, we know what we can become and we know who we can become. Our history and our values form the strong foundation that is the starting point from which we can build our own all-American city. This won't be easy. It's going to be a tough job. We're in the middle of some very difficult times. I know that many in our community have lost jobs or are otherwise struggling financially. Mortgage foreclosures, $4 a gallon gas, low interest on savings rates have hurt many in our community. Our city government has also struggled with its finances. The city's cut many services in order to balance its budget. I can't promise you today that we have seen the end of this. Given the current economic conditions, we might find that our city's finances become worse before they come better. But I am completely confident that they will improve. Albert Einstein once said, "In the middle of difficulty lies opportunity." Remember, our pioneer founders overcame drought, extreme heat, disease, crop failures, and financial downturns much worse than we have ever experienced. Yet in spite of these hardships, they were able to build this shining city on a hill. Okay, they built it on a mesa, but you get my drift. We will also work through our challenges. We will not be denied our potential. We will work to solve our problems, and we will emerge together as a stronger and better community. Throughout the past year, my reference point, my anchor, in reality, has been my beautiful 3-year-old granddaughter, Scarlett. She's actually there, and she's out in the audience, and her two brothers, Scowson and Sutton. For me, they represent the reality of the future of our city. In 20 short years, Mesa will celebrate its 150th birthday. By that time, Scarlett just might be ready to start a family of her own. It's hard to believe. I often ask myself, what kind of Mesa will Scarlett live in? Will she want to live in Mesa, as generations before her have done? Will she and her spouse have the opportunity to find high-paying jobs within the city? Will she feel confident that her children can receive the best education possible? Will she feel protected and secure? Will she live in an all-American city? As I ponder these questions, I recognize that the decisions we make and the actions we take will determine the kind of city we create for our children and our grandchildren. For their sake, we must start today to change so we can build a better Mesa. As we address today's issues, we also set the stage for the future. To build an all-American Mesa, I believe we must focus our vision on 6 critical areas, which is where I will also be focusing as your mayor. First, we can build a better Mesa that Scarlett and her family can live in safer active neighborhoods, where their children attend nationally recognized schools, colleges, and universities, where they can shop, recreate, and enjoy quality entertainment close to home and inside the city. Second, we can build a better Mesa where our children and grandchildren don't have to leave the city to realize their career goals. We can build a city with an economic base that provides opportunity to all citizens to obtain high-paying jobs. The days of forcing our best talent to either work or live in other cities must come to an end. Third, we can build a better Mesa where each of us are proud of our community, one that celebrates its successes and is confident as it deals with its problems and its challenges, a city that non-residents admire and where people, businesses, and investors want to locate. Fourth, we can build a better Mesa that is a leader in the regional issues, a city that works with its neighbors in planning and developing areas such as Gateway Airport and Superstition Vistas, and that protects its existing assets while maximizing its many opportunities. Fifth, we can build a better Mesa where citizens trust their city government because it manages its finances wisely, is focused on complete citizen satisfaction, is transparent in its actions, shows respect for all, protects its citizens' basic rights, and listens to its residents. And finally, we can build a better Mesa that enjoys new buildings that are built in old places, a community that is committed to the renewal and revitalization of its mature areas, and which is focused on attracting new investment to all parts of the city, but especially areas such as West Mesa and the Fiesta District. We can revitalize those areas by creating zoning for those areas that recognizes the reality of those areas. If we were to build a better Mesa for ourselves today and for our children tomorrow, we must work together as a community. Mesa is extremely fortunate to have many people who love this city and who are willing to lend their time, talents, and resources to building it up. We are tremendously grateful for these people and these efforts. But how much greater could we be as a community if even more of you started contributing more and did more for our community? City government is not the community. City government is part of the community. And while the city plays a very important role in our efforts, our greatest strength lies in its people. Our pioneer forefathers did not succeed because they had a great city government. They succeeded because they came together as individuals, both as individuals, and through their schools, churches, organizations, and groups, and the city government to build a better community. I ask again, what kind of community do you want to live in? What can you do and what can you contribute to help build Mesa once again as an all-American city? As your mayor, I promise that I will do all within my power to see that our vision of a better Mesa comes to fruition. I am confident that with faith, dedication, and commitment, and a whole heck of a lot of hard work and perseverance, we can make this desert blossom into an even more beautiful and desirable rose. We can make Mesa the place of choice for people and for business. Let's start building a better Mesa together. The job starts tonight. Thank you very much. The next item on the agenda is the election of Vice Mayor. Ms. Crocker, do we have any requests to speak from the audience?
Vice Mayor.
Council members? For after, okay. Okay. Does any council member wish to make a motion on this side? Council Member Summers.
Thank you, Mayor Smith. And the fact that I just got that right should be impressive. We've only been here 5 minutes. Mayor Smith, has been my honor for the last 2 years to serve with every member of the city council that I think has left. Nope, I see the mayor as well. And in particular, it's been an honor to serve with Vice Mayor Walters, and Kyle Jones as well. I've been very impressed with Kyle's work at the National League of Cities on some very important issues that are pertinent to Mesa. He has worked tirelessly for federal immigration reform. He was chair of the Mesa 2025 Financing the Future Committee as a new council member, something I think was very difficult for any new council member to tackle. And in part as a result of that, our bond rating in Mesa has gone even higher. It's improved. And I think that's a testament to the work, the hard work and dedication that Kyle has put into his now 6 years on the Mesa City Council. And I would be honored to nominate Kyle Jones for Vice Mayor of the City of Mesa.
Thank you, Councilmember Summers. Do we have a second? Councilmember Kavanaugh. We have a motion and a second to name Councilmember Kyle Jones as mayor. Comments from the City Council?
How about
Vice
Mayor?
Vice Mayor. Boy, already getting out of this job.
Seven minutes.
I was going to set a record. Okay, as Vice Mayor of the City of Mesa. Comments, educated comments from members of the Council, please. We want to start. Councilman, ready? I would like to say this. I guess I will comment. I know you've heard a lot about me. I will find it a privilege to serve with, hope to be, Vice Mayor Jones. I've known Kyle for quite a long time, and I believe there's a reason. I respect tradition, and I respect experience, and I believe there's a reason why Kyle Jones should be the Vice Mayor, and I look forward to working with him. The Vice Mayor is the person who will assist me and will stand in my stead if I am not ever there, or if I am not able to act as the mayor. And so I have complete confidence in Kyle Jones and his ability to carry on this, and I look forward to working with him. Okay, we have a mayor and a, we have a mayor. We have a motion and a second. Please vote. The vote is unanimous in the affirmative. Vice Mayor Jones, congratulations. Next on the agenda is the consent agenda. We'll have this read by Kim West.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking on an agenda item, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There'll be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed from the consent agenda, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 10A, act on liquor license application for Knights of Columbus for a one-day charitable event. Item 11A, act on contract 2006-2007 waterline replacement, $849,607. Item 11B, act on contract for police department gate improvements, $140,791.20. Item 12A, introduce ordinance for June 23rd, modify rates for water utility services. Item 12B, introduce ordinance for June 23rd, modify rates for wastewater utility services. Item 12C, introduce ordinance for June 23rd, modify rates for natural gas utility services. Item 12D, introduce ordinance for June 23rd, modify rates for solid waste utility services. Item 12E, introduce ordinance for June 23rd, modify rates for district cooling. Item 12F, introduce ordinance for June 23rd, modify terms and conditions for sale of utilities. Item 12G, introduce ordinance for June 23rd, modify fees and charges for utility customers. Item 12H, introduce ordinance for June 23rd, modify utility service fees. Item 12I has been deleted. Item 12J, introduce ordinance for June 23rd, amend Mesa City Code pertaining to residential development tax. Item 12K, introduce ordinance for June 23rd, amend Mesa City Code relating to privilege and excise taxes. Item 12L, introduce ordinance for June 23rd, amend Mesa City Code relating to fortune-telling licenses. Item 13A, act on resolution for sharing law enforcement data through the COPLINK system. Item 13B, act on resolution to secure $41,250 in grant funds for Police Department Bomb Squad Team. Item 13C, act on resolution for installation of perimeter access control project at Falcon Field Airport. Item 13D, act on resolution to eliminate fees and charges for housing services relating to the city's Escobedo facility. Item 13E, act on resolution to modify fees and charges for Mesa Arts Center and the museums. Item 13F, act on resolution to modify fees and charges for Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Department. Item 13G, act on resolution to modify fees and charges for Engineering Department. Item 13H, act on resolution to modify fees and charges for Falcon Field Airport. Item 13I, act on resolution to modify fees and charges for the Transportation Department. Item 13J, act on resolution to modify fees and charges for Environmental Programs Division. Item 13K, act on resolution to modify fees and charges for the citywide schedule of fees and charges. Item 13L has been continued to the June 23rd City Council meeting. Item 13M has been continued to the June 23rd City Council meeting. Item 14A, act on ordinance annexation case A07-12, annex south and east of Recker and Brown Roads. Item 14B has been removed from the consent agenda. Item 15A, act on subdivision plat, map dedication for Aquaterra, 1010 West Grove Avenue. Item 15B, act on subdivision plat, Falcon 7 Executive Hangars, Leasehold Condos, 4710 East McKellips Road. Item 15C, act on subdivision plat, Montebella at Mountain Bridge, 8415 East Mountain Bridge Drive. Item 15D, act on subdivision plat, Montecito at Mountain Bridge Drive, 8527 East Mountain Bridge Road. Mayor and Council Members, these are items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Ms. West. Clerk, are there any requests from citizens to remove any items from the consent agenda?
Yes, Mayor, I received two requests to remove 13I from the consent agenda.
13I, modifying fees and charges for the Transportation Department, has been removed from the consent agenda. Any council members wish to remove an item from the consent agenda? Does the council member wish to make a motion? We have a motion by Councilmember Kavanaugh, a second by Councilmember Summers. Please vote. The vote is 7 ayes with no one dissenting. The motion carries. The next item on the agenda is to conduct a public hearing on the proposed fiscal year 2008-2009 budget plan. Clerk, have there been any requests to speak from members of the audience?
Mayor, I've received three requests.
Okay. We'll first hear from Maria Mancinas.
Good evening and congratulations to all. My name is Maria Mancinas and I reside at 542 North Lewis in Mesa, District 4. And I am here to oppose a portion of the budget being proposed for 2008-2009. The portion is that I'm opposing is refers to the allocation being recommended by City of Mesa Parks and Recreation Facility, and that is in regards to the closing of the Washington Activity Center in particular. In addition to that, I'm also opposing to, I understand that the City of Mesa is facing serious budget issues. However, the over $1 million that is being proposed to cut from the budget, most of those are programs, after school programs, in the west side of Mesa. In particular, it affects five junior highs, Mesa Junior High, Carson, Powell Junior High, and Taylor Junior High. So I'm opposing to those recommendations made by Parks and Recreation Department for those particular programs, but specifically I am here to strongly opposed to the closing down of Washington Activity Center. Thank you for your time, and I look forward to your consideration. Thank you.
Thank you, Maria. Patricia Willis.
Good evening. My name is Patricia Willis. I reside at 541 North Lewis, Mesa, Arizona, and I also oppose the cut of Washington Activity Center. I'm a native here. I've been here since 1959, five generations back, extending from 1900s, early hundreds. And the Washington Activity is a legacy to us, and it's for our children, our grandchildren, and that's something we're working on to get some grants and things like that to help go with so we could keep that open for our children. And so that's what we're here for today. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you, Patricia. Oscar Mancinas. Yeah, if we could hold our applause so we can get through this in an orderly manner. Thank you very much.
Okay, making sure. All right, just making sure. All right. Honorable Mayor, esteemed City Council members, fellow Mesa citizens, I stand before you tonight to challenge the proposed closing of the Washington Activity Center, an action I believe to be an infringement on not only my community, but my childhood as well. Though the topic of tonight's forum is that of fiscal matters and decreasing budget spending, I stand here to remind everyone that humans are emotional beings, and we cannot simply talk about these things in strictly dollars and cents. The Washington Activity Center, to me, has been like a second home for almost my whole life. I've grown up in the community and have been raised there. It has seen me learn and grow, and I, in turn, have seen it evolve, much like the city of Mesa. Our plots are very much intertwined, and recently, the Washington Activity Center actually celebrated its 30th anniversary, and to me, it astonishes to think that I've been a part of 18 of those 30 years. In that time, I, like many of my neighbors who have just spoken before me, have benefited greatly from the staff there, the programs and the staff. The first program that I was ever involved in there was the Head Start program at the age of 4, and that is where I slowly developed my language skills and launched my educational career. I just recently graduated and from high school. And while in elementary school, I became involved in summer day camp, where there were many activities were provided to me and other children of the neighborhood. And among these were foosball, ping pong, and basketball. When I entered junior high, I became a bit more independent, and I didn't participate as much in day camp, but there were still other things there for me to do, such as pick up basketball games, and the weight room was always there. All these experiences served as a foundation for my later achievements in athletics and academics. In high school, I became part of the varsity wrestling team, the cross-country teams, and placed in major tournaments. I also participated in rigorous academic programs from International Baccalaureate Diploma Program and Academic Decathlon. Just 11 days ago, I graduated 16th in my class over at Westwood High School, and I now am preparing myself to go to college all the way in Maine for, so it's kind of fun. Yet, even with all these accolades underneath me and all these experiences behind me, my heart and soul belongs to the community and it belongs to Mesa, for I know I would not have been this far had I not been given the opportunities that I had when I was a child. And I'd like to end with a little quote to myself. And I believe this quote is something that everyone in the community and in the city, for that matter, lives by. And that is, George Washington Carver once said, "How far you go in life depends on your being tender with the young, compassionate with the aged, sympathetic with the striving, and tolerant of the weak and strong. Because someday in your life, you will have been all of these." Thank you.
Thank you, Oscar. Okay. Is there anyone else in the audience that would like to speak to this that did not present a blue card? Sir, if you just state your name when you're to the podium and hand your blue card over there.
This is Leon McClellan, 572 North Saran, Mason. For 52 years, it's probably older than longer than any of you people up there have been in this world. So I worked at the Washington Activity Center for 20 years, off and on for the Parks and Recreation for 37. And I just cannot understand why they would pick that place to close. And the reason for that is because it's, the center's not that old, put up there in 1977. Okay. It was put at that location by a committee of us from the neighborhood because they didn't want the kids to cross Center Street to get to Circle K. They didn't want the kids to cross University to get to Circle K. So now I can't say all the things that I would like to say, but if some people somewhere within the city didn't want that recreation center to have the concession stand, so they cut it out. So the kids don't have any reason to go over there now. I mean, they can go and play basketball anytime they want to, but they don't have no reason to go to the center. And that's why I'm against closing it. And I thank you for the time. Thank all of you.
Thank you, Mr. McClellan. Appreciate it. Anybody else? Any council members wish to comment on this? Oh, we have someone else. I'm sorry. Please state your name and address and then fill out a blue card later so you can hand it in.
Hi, my name is Victoria Clater, and I am also a part of that Washington Activity Center. I was actually raised there, grew up there, and I see that as very important for the community to continue to have that open, even though I understand the budget and the cuts, but I feel that it's important not only for the children but for the parents. There are a lot of single parents in the community. That center makes it like an extra parent for those children. Also, some of the things that they were able to learn growing up, there has been decades and decades, generations and generations that have went through that community center, and the memories and some of the things that they have actually learned as far as morals and a sense of value and a sense of strong community coming together has been so strong there in that community. So in order for to have you guys to just close it down would be a travesty for not only the community but for our generations to come. So I'm here on behalf of that Washington Activity Center. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Victoria. No, not for this one. Does any council member wish to speak on this item? Council Member Jones?
In talking with some folks, and I left a phone message for Maria this afternoon already, we're very much aware of the concerns of the neighborhood with the Washington Park Activity Center, and it is a very difficult thing in budget times. The building itself is going to have to be maintained. It will still be there, and I think we may be able to find a way, and I can't guarantee it, but to find some funds to at least keep it open through the summer while we talk about possibilities in the fall of looking for nonprofit or individuals who would like to come in and run programs. The building will be there. The most expensive part for us as a city is the staffing portion. So it's not a matter of just locking up the doors and chaining them. That's not what's going to happen. It's we don't have the resources to have staff people there to run those programs. And so we can work out some means of involvement within the neighborhood of people who would like to help run programs. We can work something out. So it's not a matter of just shutting it down. That's not what it is. It's just cutting the staffing for running the programs. And I think we're going to, I believe we can work getting it open, leaving it operational through the summer with our staff. But after that, we need to find a way and have several months to work on getting another option there.
Councilmember Summers.
Mayor Smith, which is now the second time I've gotten it right in the same meeting.
You'll have to say Smith and Jones also. That's going to be harder.
Oh, I have comments. Remember the private part we were talking about? I'm going to save it for private. First of all, I want to thank everybody who showed up to discuss. I know everybody spoke to the same issue. But we've had now five people show up with their comments about this budget, and I know that there are more of you that I could see out here that did not come forward to speak. This is more people we've had show up to discuss the Mesa City Council budget. Well, I'm sorry, no, the City of Mesa's budget than we've had, at least in the last 2 years that I've been on council, which is scary because now I'm the senior guy, second most senior. So last year, I think we had zero. So thank you for coming out and speaking to the issue that concerns you most. We need more of that. Directly to your issue, I tell you, on behalf of Kyle and myself, I think it was not an easy decision or an easy budget to deal with. But all of you, I know right now, are having a hard time with your own personal budgets. And think about the things that are impacting your budget right now. Anybody who drives to work is dealing with $4 a gallon fuel costs. Those same fuel costs impact the city of Mesa. Every truck we drive, every fire truck that has to respond to an emergency, every garbage truck that comes by twice a week, really, to pick up garbage and recyclables, runs on fuel, and I guarantee it does not get the fuel mileage of a Prius. So it's extremely expensive to operate. Those fuel costs go up for us. But in addition to that, the money that we also use oil in the construction and maintenance of our streets. As those prices go up, as oil prices rise, so do the costs of maintaining our streets. We have infrastructure that needs to be developed. We have public safety issues that need to be addressed. And when you address your private budgets, and as you start to pinch those pennies, what goes first? Well, we don't go on the long vacation. We're going to stick closer to the house. We're going to cut down on the number of trips. Everybody wants to go to Disneyland, and I'm not saying this is Disneyland, but everybody wants to go to Disneyland, but it's just so expensive right now, I can't afford it. So we start to cut back on things that we think we really would like to do with our children, things that we need. Now, I say it's not Disneyland, your project, because it's not. There are absolute critical services that I feel when you get kids. Where's the young man that graduated? Just 14th in your class? 16th in your class? All right, that's worth an applause a little bit, first of all. That's amazing. That is a tremendous success story. Those are the types of success stories that these programs bring forward. And to cut a program like this is absolutely painful. I, for one, I know the rest of this council will support any grant monies we can help you get, anything that we can help to try to keep this program alive. The budget is a concern. The economy is a concern right now. Next year, perhaps, we can reorganize. We can look at some different things and try to make that funding work. But in the meantime, we're just going to have to get creative and look for those grants. Or I hope we see a lot of volunteers step forward, like we have with the library when we've cut back on staffing and cut back on hours. The number of people who have come forward to volunteer their time to keep those important reading programs alive has been tremendous. We need this type of input for the city. So with that, Mayor, I'll see what other comments we have. And
thank you, Councilmember Summers. Any other comments? Councilmember Richens?
Being newly elected to this West Mesa, I have a soft spot in my heart for Washington Park and really want to encourage staff and to work with this council here. And as Scott Summers eloquently put, finding ways to keep this place open. It's important to that neighborhood. It's one of the anchors of that neighborhood. And so I think it's important that we place as much resources as we can. And Scott's right, it is a lean time and it's tough. So one of the things that I've always tried to do in West Mesa is really engage citizenry to find solutions. And just the fact that you guys showed up is showing part of that, that you guys are able to muster your neighbors and the petitions and the letters that you sent in about it as well to engage the citizenry to find solutions to that. So I'm pledging to work with you any way I can to help you find solutions to at least make it through the summer and then go from there. Thanks.
Councilmember Fenter.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think there's some great opportunities. I appreciate Councilmember Jones's thoughts and ideas that there might be something to get us through the summer. The idea of some volunteerism coming from the neighborhood, some grant opportunities, and I'm committed to see what we could do to help get this to work using all the resources, not just the city. So appreciate that. Thanks.
Thank you. Councilmember Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. During my prior term on council for 8 years, I supported the center. I think it's important. I think the programs there have been very beneficial to our community, and I think it's incumbent on us as a council, as a staff, and as a community to work to find ways to keep those good programs going, because this center for over 30 years has made a critical difference in our community, and it's a point of pride for our community. And it is disappointing that it is on the list of cuts that that this new council is presented with. So I hope that in the coming months we can continue to work to find a solution to this. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Higgins, why not?
I just want to echo everything the previous city council members have said. I agree with each and every one, and I wholeheartedly support that.
Thank you. Councilmember Summers again.
If there are no more comments, Mayor, then I'll make a motion.
We need a motion for that? Yeah, we're in the public hearing right now.
We're just public hearing. I'm sorry. I thought we were on 9.
We'll go to 9. Just a second. Okay.
Then I'll hold off.
There being no further comments, I declare this public hearing closed. Now the next item is item 9, which is the approval of adopting the tentative proposed 2008-2009 budget. Many of you may be asking why we are in our first 100 minutes. Most times we have a 100-day plan, we have a 100-minute plan to approve a budget. This is basically to satisfy statutory requirements in the state of Arizona. This budget is not the final budget. It is, I guess, in layman's term, the maximum budget. Once we approve this budget, we cannot increase or go above this budget amount, and that's why we're addressing it right now as literally the first item as a council. There will be further discussion. There will be further actions before we have a final approval of the budget under which we will work for fiscal year 2008-2009. So just an explanation as to what we're doing tonight. Clerk, do we have any requests to speak from the audience?
I have no requests, Mayor.
Council members, a motion or any discussion? Vice Mayor Jones.
Yes, thank you. And as you just mentioned, this is the cap. And historically, we have not gone to the cap, but it gives us a cushion at the top so that if we get extra grant money, extra things that were not expected, we would be able to spend it as opposed to not being able to. With that being said and understanding this is a tentative cap, Mayor, I hereby move that we tentatively adopt the legal 3-page budget for the City of Mesa for the fiscal year of 2008-2009 in the amount of $954,782,210 for the operating portion and $238,897,129 for scheduled bond capital improvements for a total city budget appropriation of $1,193,679,339.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. We have a motion by Vice Mayor Jones and a second by Councilmember Summers. Any other discussion from the council? If not, please vote. The votes are unanimous in the affirmative. Item 9 passes. The next item is item 13I. Clerk, we have a request from citizens present. Kiana Maria Sears.
Mr. Mayor, Council, I'm here today to speak on behalf of citizens of Mesa. My name is Kiana Sears. My address is 1238 South Sunnyvale, Mesa, Arizona, 85206. I recently, like a lot of fellow Mesa citizens, has become a bus rider and bus user since January of this year. I've lived in Mesa for 13 years and very proud of our city. But one thing that's always been very apparent to me as a transplant from Louisiana is our transportation system and how it operates here in Mesa. One thing that was first apparent when I went on the website and looked at other cities is the availabilities of buses. When we look at Tempe, we look at City of Phoenix, and to comparison, our availability of buses is very small. For its express buses, we have three that's available, three main numbers, 531, 532, and 533. I've tested 531, 532, and 533 to find availability. My closest bus route is 533. And in finding that, this morning, I got on that bus, and there were 33 people standing, which I know as a citizen is a hazard. At any time, if there's a slam on the brakes, which has happened a few days, which caused me to get on the 531 with a particular bus driver, I find as a citizen and a public servant myself, I have my master's in public and administration, I feel that it's very important for us to look at the budget in a way of cause and effect. If there's injuries or anything that would happen to the citizens, I think we'll pay out more money in claims than we're saving with not putting a much-needed bus on that route. I've talked to Valley Metro, and I've also talked to people in the city of Queen Creek, because that particular bus is crowded for citizens that come from up from Queen Creek. I know our city has to bear the burden of the citizens that do come to that, but it's very incumbent on this council and our new elected mayor to look into this situation and find a solution that would keep us from being in a hazardous situation. And most importantly, I feel for myself and people who are encouraged to look at the population and look at pollution and want to do the right thing, to have the opportunity to actually get involved with using mass transit. Thank you.
Thank you very much. 13I is about, Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor Smith. The council, 13I is really related to fees related to the Transportation Department, specifically on equipment. I think the item that was spoken to just here really relates to the item the council just covered in the proposed budget. That would be related to the Transit Department budget and the funding that the city sets aside for transit services. But so those comments have been received, but it really has no effect on 13I itself.
Thank you. And thank you, Kiana, for those comments. We appreciate it. We have another card here from Blessing Chuckney. We'll go ahead and listen to your comments, understanding what Mr. Brady has just said about that, but we'll certainly take your comments into the record. This also is on the bus routes and services.
Good evening, Honorable Mayor, distinguished council members. I'd like to congratulate each and every one of you who are new and to thank the ones that are outgoing. My name is Blessing Chukwu, and I reside at 11420 East Quicksilver Avenue. Actually, I believe it's in District 6. My friend Kiana has actually stolen some of my thunder. But I just want to touch on a few things that Mayor Smith just mentioned about Better Mesa. We're the 38th largest city in U.S. Yes, we're going through some hardship. I would like to, emphasize, at least bring to your attention and lay it on the table, that we that live east of Power Road are really suffering from transit system. We have children that go to Skyline High School, Desert Ridge High School, that can find a job around a Superstition Springs area, but they cannot go there because of lack of transportation. I would like to at least be able to drive to the bus stop to catch the bus, maybe with Kiana, to go to work, but I can't because by the time my kids leave for school, I have to be there before 6:45 in the morning to be able to catch the bus. I would like to say that I used to work for the city of Oklahoma City, and I believe that something like the transit system, even if it's just a local bus, can fund itself because you can make the money to pay for that. Basically, you make the cost causer to pay for the transportation. That will help to reduce pollution, and I believe it will be in line with the efforts that the state of Arizona is making in terms of reducing pollution. I have already said that it will result in revenue generation that can fund itself. The question I want to leave for Councilman Summers, who is probably my council member, and to the new mayor and the new council would be, amid the economic hardship that we have, can this be done? My response is yes, it can be done. Please, we need some help. We need you guys badly. My daughter that goes to U of A right now is taking classes at MCC. I live too far away. I did enroll her to go to Red Mountain, but she'll have to walk a mile and a half to be able to catch the bus. You guys know how hard it is in Arizona for us to expose our children to the kind of heat that we have here. Please help us. Thank you, and God bless.
Thank you, Blessing. Appreciate it. Any comments from or motion from the council members? Item 13I, and I guess I should have mentioned this up front. Item 13I is modifying fees and charges for the Transportation Department and was recommended by the Audit and Finance Committee on a vote 2-1, and this is for items within the Transportation Department that are not related to bus routes. Councilmember Summers.
The only comments I would have are not related to 13I specifically. Can I address what was said briefly, or should I wait till after? I look at my city attorney who's wondering.
Since the Mayor, Councilmember Summers, since their comments go to the prior agenda item, it is on the agenda, so I think it would be appropriate for you to go ahead and respond to the citizens if you choose to.
Very good.
Councilmember, can we maybe dispose of this and then?
Very well. I'll make a motion on 13I okay. Then. I tell you what, I will get with you after if you have some, because we only have two items left. Why don't I get with you after and talk about what I'm thinking about? So I'll just make a motion to approve 13I.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Summers, a second by Councilmember Higgins, if that's okay. Please vote. The votes are 7-0 in the affirmative. The motion passes. Next item on the agenda is item 14B, zoning case Z08-29, 6859 East Rembrandt Avenue. Request would allow a council use permit for a charter school within an industrial zoned area. Do we have any requests to speak from the audience?
No requests, Mayor.
Council members, Councilmember Summers.
I wonder if there's a representative from. There is. Good. The council use permit will be for 18 months for a charter school that is in cooperation with Arizona State University, the Polytechnic campus.
Yes, sir.
And welcome to the district. I'm looking forward to it, to having you here and the education of our children. I've heard a lot of children, heard a lot about the project. It's very exciting. We do have one bit of, if you will, housekeeping item that didn't make it on the stipulation. So I just want to get your verbal agreement that this will happen.
Councilmember Summers, can we have you formally introduce yourself and then we can go on? Sure. I'm sorry.
My name is Larry Pratt. I'm executive director of the University of Public Schools with Arizona State University. And we are a 501c3 that has been established by ASU to operate schools on and near each of the four campuses for the purpose of creating, bringing in new innovations and the reform and best practices to the center where they can be implemented, researched, and then shared with others.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Now you know why I'm so excited to have you in the district. That's a good point. We missed that. I want to make sure that, and that one item is that you were going to be providing notice and disclosure forms to the parents of all the students, notifying them that the charter schools within the airport overflight area and may experience noise. Will you be handling that for us?
I will be responsible, and in the issue of matter being transparent with our parents, we have no issue with that, and we'll do it completely.
All right. And our office is going to help you with those forms. With that, I'll make a motion for approval of the council use permit.
Okay, we have a motion from Councilmember Summers, a second from Vice Mayor Jones. Any other discussion from the council? If not, please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative. The motion passes. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ms. Crocker, are there any requests to speak from citizens present?
I have one request to speak, Mayor. Mr. David Douthit, D-O-U-T-H-I-T.
Yes.
Mr. Douthit.
My name is David Douthit. I live at 623 South Winthrop in Mesa. And a little over 2 years ago, I addressed this council, like Kyle Jones remembers this, about the concept of peak oil and the pending energy crisis. It's here. And it brought along a couple of friends, an economic problem and climate change. Councilman Summers addressed some of the issues that are being formulated because of this energy crisis. For those of you who are not familiar with the concept of peak oil, I have some documentaries here if you'd like to look at them, and I'd like to have them back because they do cost a little bit of money. And it's very educational. It's not very nice education, but it is very educational. You are facing serious issues caused by energy and food prices going up and budgetary problems that can be addressed, as has been mentioned before, with volunteerism. You need to take a very good, close look at the concept of volunteering people because you get the most bang for the bucks out of that. And you have some good starts here with the Citizen Corps and VIP and Citizens Police Academy, Connectors, Fire Corps, and various and other sundry things. Under the concept of Citizen Corps, you can expand it into neighborhood support for neighborhood issues where you have problems with trying to staff special projects that are getting to be cut. But you need to address this and always remember this one little thing that's going to be coming up, and that is you asked for this job, and it's going to get really lovely in the next couple of years. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well, we made it through. We have a motion and a second for adjourned. All in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned. Thank you very much, and thank you to all. And there's a reception downstairs, I believe.
Right.
So anyone, thank you very much.